So the White House announced their Time is Money initiative. It's a government-wide effort to crack down on all the ways that corporations, through excessive paperwork, hold times, and general aggravation, add unnecessary headaches and hassles to people's days. Well, first, how do you crack down on general aggravation? You can't ban being annoying, or we'd never allow younger siblings. And that's a government policy that's already failed. So what's it actually about? Well, they do give some examples. Being forced to wait on hold for a refund, unnecessary complications dealing with health insurance, having to do something in person when it could easily be done online with a couple of clicks, and the hoops and hurdles to cancel gym memberships. And it's hard to disagree with any of that, although if you did jump through enough hoops, you'd probably end up with the thighs of an Olympic gymnast. The idea is that some businesses deliberately create processes that are so annoying that people give up and don't cancel or don't get a refund they're entitled to. And that is something we've probably all experienced, so it's nice to see the government paying attention. Identifying the problem is easier than fixing it, though, isn't it? Will anything actually happen? Well, here are the proposed key actions. Make airlines give you cash refunds instead of flight credits when something goes wrong? Great. Allow you to submit health claims online? How is that not something you can already do, America? Require the streamlining of communications with schools? God, yes, please, as long as it's not another app I have to download. Make it easier to cancel subscriptions and memberships. Well, the FTC's already proposed what they're calling a click-to-cancel option, which is what I thought Twitter was for, but apparently this is something different that would require businesses to make it as easy to cancel as it is to sign up. So if you can sign up online in one step, you should be able to cancel the same way. Love that. Let customers talk to a human by pressing a single button, and this is intended to give people a way out of the doom loops of phone menus and recorded messages. And this would apply to financial companies, but apparently the FCC will launch an inquiry into considering similar requirements for phone and broadband and cable companies, so don't hold your breath on that one. It would prevent review manipulation by banning things like buying positive reviews and suppressing negative ones and posting fake reviews. And I can't imagine how they would enforce that. They should probably start by looking at all the dudes on Tinder who say they're 6'3" or have 12-inch fish in their photos. And finally, the vaguest action item of all, take on the limitations and the shortcomings of customer service chatbots. The CFPB plans to crack down on ineffective and time-wasting chatbots that are used by banks and other financial institutions, and they say they'll identify when the use of automated chatbots or automated artificial intelligence voice recordings is unlawful, including times when people believe they're speaking to a human. There's not much to go on there, and it's mostly about financial institutions, but it is interesting that they mention not tricking people into believing that they're speaking to a human. I mean, yes, don't lie to your customers. So that's the big picture. Yes, these are all definitely real problems, and it does sound well-intentioned, but it's the implementation and the enforcement that will matter. Will any of this actually change customer experiences? Well, I think the things that are most measurable, like signing up online meaning you can cancel online, that seems most likely to be enforceable. You could see a way in which people could report a company and something might be done about that. As for the rest of it, well, maybe something will happen in time. They are soliciting feedback from consumers, so yeah, get in there, share your ideas. But of course, our companies don't have to wait to treat customers with respect. You can do it today, you can make a noise about it, because people do care about this stuff. It does matter.